Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is known as the Good Shepherd Sunday. It's the fourth Sunday in Easter. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Indola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Paul and Barnabas are busy proclaiming the word in foreign lands, and they suffer for it. But they continue to find and seek out the lost. In what way are we lost today? We are lost through sin of various kinds, selfishness, and the darkness of the world. And of course we see the inhumanity that exists in the world, wars and destruction. Also we can get lost in the darkness of the world through sickness, accidents. We are also lost by our poor self-image, some of us. Indoctrination of secularism, which is a rejection or an exclusion of religion. Religion, they say, will decline as societies develop. 64% of young adults drop out of our church at some point during their 20s. Fewer people are willing and interested to follow the footsteps of the apostles, but also lost with the disappointment with church. Example, the abuse cases, materialism that exists in the church, maybe the non-availability of ministers and priests and bishops and those where most needed. The church seems to be non-relevant and people are lost because of that. Poor teaching also creates a lack of understanding of church doctrine, causes them to be lost from Christ. Jesus knows each and every one of us. That's needed to be told. The need to experience this love of God, which is beyond all understanding. Francis Thompson wrote a beautiful poem called The Hound of Heaven. He lived in England, a doctor's son. He was very shy as a young boy and loved reading the classics and especially Shakespeare. His father wanted him to study in medicine, but he had an inclination towards the literary world. He therefore dropped out of medical school. For 3 years he sold matches, called taxis, begged for his subsistence and fought a growing drug habit. He ended up homeless on the streets of London. He spoke like a gentleman and a scholar, but his face was worn by pain. His hair and straggling beard looked neglected. He even attempted suicide. But he was rescued by a convert to Catholicism called Wilfrid Melnell and an editor of a Catholic literary magazine entitled Merry England. He and other friends looked after Francis Thompson for the remainder of his life. They gave him a chance to recuperate at a monastery. And then he began his writings and the wonderful poem, The Hound of Heaven, which was published in 1893, which one critic called one of the great odes of which the English language can boast. And it's the story of his life and how God found him, although he resisted. He said at the beginning of his poem, "I fled him down the nights and down the days." He ran from God in order to maintain the pleasures of his desolate life as long as they lasted. But God takes off after him like a hound or a dog after an animal with lightning speed until the dog finally catches up. What Francis Thompson was saying was that God found him rather than he finding God. And we learn through the poem that God doesn't give up on us and everyone he has created until he catches up on us and devours us with his divine love. This is a very different notion of who God is. Maybe what we have in our minds, a fierce God who takes account of all our sins and our misdemeanors and throws them at us on Judgment Day. Nor is it the God that Jesus proclaimed when he came among us and did his miracles and preached the gospel and showed us how God loves us by dying for us on the cross. And today, the beautiful image of the Good Shepherd is a beautiful image of God himself. The Good Shepherd looks after his sheep. He knows their voices, and each animal knows the voice of the Good Shepherd. The shepherds come into a cave all together, and they go in with all their sheep to be safe from the wolves and the dangers of night. And in the morning, each shepherd comes out of the cave one by one and calls his sheep. And from among the herds of sheep, his sheep will come to his voice. And that's what Jesus meant. And we recognize Jesus' voice. We know the truth, and we know what's good and what's bad. And we know that when something good happens for us, and sometimes it comes when something bad happens, we find that consolation in God. Jesus is showing us in today's readings that he needs to use us who know the love of God. We claim to know the love of God. We who go to church, we claim to know that God loves us and that he will never abandon us. But he needs us to help to spread that good news to the world. Sometimes we talk it, we write it, we say it, we show by witnessing to that in our lives, the way we approach life and the disasters that happen in life, and how we remain faithful to God and wait for his intervention and his salvation to us. May God help you and bless you today to be encouraged by these words. He needs us and people called to his priesthood and the sisterhood and brotherhood and leaders in the church to be there as instruments of his love that he has for everyone, and especially seeking out the lost. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's graces and blessings today and in the week ahead.